Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining me on the program right now to spend a few minutes chatting about that, a little NFL football, longtime NFL insider Adam Kaplan. You can get him on Twitter at Kaplan NFL, joining me on the program. Adam, appreciate you making a few minutes for the show, and appreciate you making some time. What was your reaction when you heard the Andrew Luck news last night?
Yeah, floored, because I spent 2 days with the Colts last week when they hosted the Browns, and just talking to anywhere from Chris Ballard, the general manager, to other people, coaches and executives, they're pretty confident if he wasn't ready week one, he'd be ready after that. Now, I'm going to say 5 days later, Andrew would tell them that he was considering retiring. That was last Monday. They kept by the way, the story never got out until Saturday night during the game, which is crazy. That's the thing. And it made me think about the time when I was at the Eagles game covering it. Michael Vick, the story breaking in the press box in 2009, it happened to be the first preseason game that year for the Patriots and Eagles. And Tom Brady was his first game back from his torn ACL. That was supposed to be the story. Well, that got dwarfed because the Vick stuff broke at halftime. No one could believe it. It was just the Eagles sat on the story. No one ever leaked it. And it just got out at halftime that night. And the contract had already been done. It was actually signed 2 days before that. It's really incredible. But certainly, in my career of 20-plus years, it's certainly one of the three biggest surprises that I can remember.
Yeah, it was wild, for sure. And Adam, a lot of people have been talking on this show tonight about the timing of it. You know, if there's any reason to be maybe bent out of shape, if you're a Colts fan or if you're the Colts themselves, you know, it's 2 weeks, or I guess if they've known, the brass has known at least, for maybe 3 weeks before the start of the season. There's never a good time for your franchise quarterback to retire in the middle of his career. How do you feel about the timing of Luck's announcement?
Yeah, that was the thing. That's why I put it the number one biggest surprise of my career, because what I said was the timing. That was the shock value of it. Had he done it, let's say, in February or March, well, number one, they could have signed a quarterback as a free agent. They also could have drafted a quarterback. Jacoby Brissett, who they made the trade for 2 years ago, 1 week before the season started, you know, he's on the final year of his rookie deal, so there's no way they could prepare for this. That's why I moved from, if I would have ranked them from maybe number five in my career to number one, just because you're doing this right before the season started. Now, I get that Andrew did all he could. He just could not get right with the ankle and calf problem. And we know over the years he missed one full season. He only played four full seasons of his six that he played. He also missed one of the seven seasons. So it's a shame. It's really sad for the Colts, who I still think compete highly, though. But I will tell you, I'm changing my pick from the Colts to the Titans in the AFC South.
Titans, wow. Okay, yep. Adam Kaplan, NFL insider, joining me on CBS Sports Radio. It's interesting because you just mentioned it, the Colts. I don't think this is a team that now all of a sudden, with Andrew Luck gone, this is not going to be like it was when Peyton Manning was gone in 2011, which led to them getting Andrew Luck. Chris Ballard's put a pretty decent roster out there. So where do they go from here, Adam, in your mind, to find the next franchise quarterback? Because it doesn't look like they're going to be picking number one in the draft again anytime soon.
Yeah, I think they go from a potential 11 or 12 win team to an 8 or 9 win team. Mm-hmm. Probably 9, maybe 10 if Brissett is really good. Now, the Colts absolutely love him. They feel like he handled himself very well 2 years ago without any preparation. Remember, you know, they made the trade. He had to learn the offense in 1 week. He's way better off now than he was 2 years ago. But the fact of the matter is, he's on the final year of his deal. Now, if he plays well, exceptionally well, as a matter of fact, they could extend his deal around Thanksgiving if they want. You know, they like him, and it wouldn't shock me at all if he played very well that they look to do that. But as you said, we're not going to know until next spring who's going to be available for the draft. But the fact of the matter is, if in free agency, look at my file for 2020. You're looking at a bunch of journeyman quarterbacks. The Peyton Manning situation when he got released was because of the salary cap. These things don't happen. The Kirk Cousins thing is very rare, by the way. And by the way, he got an exceptional deal. He has a 3-year deal. So The Colts are in kind of a rock and a hard place here. They're going to have to add a quarterback at some point. Jim Kelly's nephew, Chad Kelly's got a real shot to be the number two quarterback when he comes back from suspension. But it would not surprise me at all if they added a quarterback, because right now, Philip Walker, the former Temple quarterback, is the number two to start the season as we speak.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Adam Kaplan, NFL Insider, joining me on CBS Sports Radio. Adam, while I've got you for a couple more minutes, I just want to rapid fire some of these holdout situations with you, and you tell me how you think this whole thing plays out over the next couple of weeks. First, Ezekiel Elliott.
Yeah, well, with Elliott, until the Cowboys get serious, they're not serious. For them to get serious and get the thing to move, they're going to have to offer more than Gurley got, or have a structure that's going to hold up over time, because the Cowboys, and I've had this discussion with them over the years, if they're going to be honest with you, they know that they can't go anywhere without Elliott. They could be an 8-8 team. That's the best they're going to do. He has a lot of leverage here if he wants to use it. And he already told, there was the ESPN story that said, look, unless he gets what he wants, he's not going to report. Now, I think based on Jerry Jones' history, Jerry will wind up caving. He did in 1992 when they went 0-2. Mm-hmm. But I will caution people, if you look at their first four games, they shouldn't go any worse than 3-1 because the schedule's really, really favorable.
Jadeveon Clowney.
Yeah, look, the Texans want to move him. I mean, this is not a secret, folks. I mean, the problem is you can't extend his contract until next year because they missed the deadline to extend franchise players. Now, as one source said to me, he goes, look, you could still trade him. He has to sign the tender. You could still trade him, and that team could have a wink-wink nod with Bus Cook, his agent, and they could just do it next year. But the problem is you have to give a compensation, and the team's going to extend him next year. Now, if he were to suffer an injury, that complicates the situation. It's not going to be easy, but he's a very good player. He's not a great player, but he's very good, and he certainly has a significant injury history, but he's got such positional versatility. If he finds a team, look, the way it's going to work is that the Texans will say, hey, look, here are the teams that like you. If you found a team that you like, let's work on this with your agent. It's a long shot, but I still think it's got a shot to happen in the next 2 weeks.
Do you think the odds are that he's going to be in a Texan uniform in week one? If you were a betting man, would you bet yes or no?
No, I'd be very surprised because he could just sign his tender. He could just report week 10 to have service. Yeah, it's typically the way these things work. I never have gotten the feeling that the Texans want to extend his contract, and they had. And we know what's happened to the front office, which has been obliterated. Their front office is an absolute mess. They don't really have much of one right now. It's not going to be easy. It's a shame because it's a good football team, and now they got the Lamar Miller situation at running back, which is going to be a problem. This team might be on the regression right here.
Yeah, I watch him every week, so I would agree with that. And last one, about 30 seconds or less, Melvin Gordon.
Yeah, the Chargers have leverage. I know how they operate. They're not going to move much here. I mean, they might move a little bit. He has zero leverage here. He'll be in September. That's kind of the way that I see it right now.
There it is. Adam Kaplan, NFL Insider. Get him on Twitter, @Kaplan, Kaplan with a C, NFL. Adam, appreciate you making time, man. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.